Hello everyone, back with the Champ Man preview for game week 15. I've got a little bit of a cold, so I apologise if I'm sniffing and my voice sounds a bit deeper, etc. Drayton Manor in the rain wasn't good for me. Sorry about last week, didn't get a chance to do a pod. Half term, two kids, like I say, Drayton Manor, stuff like that, just fell by the way, so I'd had a black box and stuff to do as well, so didn't have much time, but I'm doing it nice and early this week. Saturday 11:30 in the morning, so the usual caveats apply. No injury news, no leak, so take it with a pinch of salt. I'm also going to try and mix it up a little bit this week. I feel like we're at the point now where I'm probably not gaining any new listeners to this pod, so anyone who listens to it knows pretty much what I'm going to say most weeks now. I think everyone's probably got a pretty good grasp of the game in terms of the individual matchups. You obviously get the man on data. We get loads of simmers in the Discord as well. Big ups to them for all the work that they put in, providing us with the scores. So I don't think there's much use in me just going, I think Middlesbrough Blackburn could be 1-0, and these are the good players. You probably know who the good players are now if you didn't already. And you get better information or more useful information from those guys. So I may add some like my own personal take on certain things here or there, but I just wanted to talk through. I didn't know what else to really talk through, so I'm just going to talk through maybe my kind of plans and some runs that some teams have got up, a little bit of the matchups, just to see where we go really. There's no script here. And obviously this is all subject to change because this game, as we know, is very much a week-to-week game. I think you do have to bear in mind maybe a little bit of a plan, which I haven't really done much this season, but I found some time to plan up to game week 17. So I kind of written down my transfers. But like I say, it's very much a game-to-game kind of game because of the injuries, etc. And how the sim data can be so impactful. Sometimes it's not quite as obvious as what you might think. When I wrote down my plan, for example, I missed out a very obvious move. Because I just saw Viduka as just like a long-term hold, I didn't see the potential this week where obviously they're away to Arsenal, which is a tough game. So my original plan was basically to save this week. I think my team's okay. Well, when I say okay, it looks pretty damn good this week, to be fair. I've got Van Nistelrooy at home to Norwich. Hopefully there's no rep there. If there is, then whatever, take it on the chin. If the league tells us there's pretty much rep, then again, this could change everything, right? I might have to do something about that. Rickard at home to Blackburn, very happy to have him. Viduka away to Arsenal, so he's the main money sink, isn't he? We all know from these big games, even though Arsenal have been bad, you'd expect Arsenal to just win that. I think Leeds could score, and if they score, Viduka could be involved. So it's not a given that you remove him, but it's just the chances are pretty low. You're lucky, really, if you get something. I've got Gunnarsson at home to Spurs, not, over enthralled by that, but he could get some bonus points. That's basically why he's there. Chadwick at home to Norwich. I would hope for something, but similarly with the rep, I could maybe move him, but we'll see. Pitcher home to Sunderland. He's going nowhere. He's going to play, obviously, in that game. Gronke at home to Blackburn. Again, happy to have him. He's not done much so far in the two games he's played, but he's started and he's cheap and he's on the wing. Even took some set pieces when Johnston went off, so still hopeful that he can be a good option. So no worries there yet. Back three, Terry, Desai, Babiaro home to Bolton. So, Bolton can score, of course they can. And Leicester managed it last week. But I'm pretty happy with that. In hindsight, I should have just kept Ekiog. He was playing Watford. I just thought Watford would probably score. The main reason is I had Pitcher in my team and I wanted to play him, which isn't really a reason. So I thought if Pitcher scores, Ekiog's not going to get anything. He's suspended the next week. What am I saving? I may as well get a guaranteed clean sheet, which wasn't guaranteed in Babiaro. Changed to three at the back and, bring Ekiog back in later after their run. So over the three, it still may pay off. And Babiaro did get the assist, luckily. So I think I only lost out in like a point or two. But it's the transfer lost is the worry. But then, I wouldn't have Babiaro this week, so peaks and troughs. The thing is, with saving, I think when you have the opportunity to, you can obviously then react to, like I say, if Man United rep or anything else happens, like, oh, there's injuries, then maybe I could have moved Chadwick to Carboni, which would be probably a better move. Now I'm locked out of that. So I think that's probably a bit of an error by me to do that. Again, I didn't have much time to think last week. and I was out all day Thursday, so it just made sense. But I can't be too outcome focused. I think it still could pay off over the three, and yeah, I might not need to do anything to my team. So where was I? Viduka. So I'm playing Viduka away to Arsenal. Now, the obvious move, and everyone on the Discord's already said it, is just to move to Phillips. It is an away game, but it's Watford. There's no real other standout strikers, really. There's some cheaper ones. I mean, Shearer home to Villa's decent. I think you could go to him. I think Shearer at Newcastle have actually got a pretty under-the-radar decent run. It's not amazing, but I think it's decent. Home to Villa, away to Man City, home to Coventry, away to Blackburn, home to Ipswich, away to Bolton, home to Middlesbrough, home to Bradford. And eventually it goes away to Man United in 23. That's a nice tidy run there. I think you could actually sit on Shearer throughout that run and he'd probably do pretty damn well for you, remembering he does rotate perfectly with Phillips. So I think my plan was to come off Van Nistelrooy at Sunderland, the Sunderland game, which is in 16. Away to Sunderland. Again, if his date is crazy against Sunderland, it's not like Sunderland the most secure team, then that might not happen. But yeah, I think moving to that spot, and then in the weeks where you don't have an obvious transfer or you're happy with your team, you can just kind of do the Phillips and Shearer hokey cokey if you want to. You know, sometimes you can leave it in. And I did say that right at the beginning of the season, I feel like having a striker at the 13 million rank to go between Viduka and Omri, but pretty much can leave Viduka in, to rotate Shearer and Phillips and around there, and then having someone around, you know, the 9 million mark where you've got the likes of, well, I thought Crouch was included in that at the time, Rickard, some other players, one shop was pretty good. So I like that structure, and that's kind of what, you know, I have at the moment. And I don't have at the moment because I've got Van Nistelrooy, but I'm aiming for, and then to spread the funds a bit, which will lock me out of Van Nistelrooy for further weeks. But I was like that in the beginning weeks, and I wasn't too worried. He could punish every single week, absolutely. But I think I just like the money more spread. He really has to hit like a 28 goal season or something, or just regularly return big numbers as captain for it to be worth it. And there's going to be weeks where that's going to hurt, but yeah, hopefully the team can make it up. Where was I? Newcastle versus Villa. Yeah, he could move to him. If he didn't have the triple Chelsea, maybe Bolton. But again, I don't really like their forwards. Yeah, not for me really. So it's Phillips, isn't it? Away to Watford's the main one. I suppose Arsenal, you could go to Omri at home to Leeds, but I don't really see any need for that. They're also playing away to Liverpool the week after, so it's just not, it's not really of interest. That is the problem, though, with going to Phillips. Obviously, this game could be crazy. If the data is just mental, I may just do it anyway. But it's about the long-term plan, and I wouldn't want Phillips the week after. I think their run's pretty bad after that. They're home to Man United. Yes, it's a home game, so he could score, but Man United are obviously the, you know, the best team in the league, so wouldn't pick him for that, would you? Away for Leicester, it's an away game. All right, I suppose, because it's Leicester, but it's away. Home to Chelsea. Again, home games are where you really want to bank on him scoring and smashing it. And I know Phillips doesn't always work like that for some reason, but, you know, the game does work like that. So I think it's more variance than anything else. You know, his two home games in the next, well, his two next home games are home to Man United, home to Chelsea. He's then away to Liverpool after that. So it's a pretty horrific run, really. Watford, Man United, Leicester, Chelsea, Liverpool. It's only really Watford and Leicester that are decent, and both of those are away. So it's very much a one-week move. So basically, do I use my transfer to go Viduka to Phillips, which I think a lot on Discord and stuff will do, to cover, you know, Watford, it could put up crazy it could be a crazy numbers game. Probably will be in the Sims, but, you know, Watford could still just win that because they're at home. And then probably want to swap back. So it does kind of work where I do Viduka to Phillips, and then I hold Phillips because, like I say, the home game to Man United, not ideal, but it is home. And then do Van Nistelrooy to Viduka. So it's kind of like a daisy chain move, as we refer to in Sky, rather than just doing it straight. Originally, my plan was just 16, game week 16, Van Nistelrooy to Viduka for the Bradford game. Because I've changed the plan on my thing. I've just read it out wrong. Van Nistelrooy to Phillips. But now I'm thinking I just do it this way and do Viduka to Phillips in 15, then Van Nistelrooy to Viduka in 16. But we'll see. Because then I'm putting an extra move in. The reason why that's a problem is in 16, I kind of want to do the Bolton load up, who've got a good run. So from 16, Bolton have got home to Blackburn, which I think is a good game for them. Away to Watford, again, we target that. Home to Middlesbrough, away to Norwich, home to Newcastle, home to Sunderland. I really like that. It's then away to Liverpool, that's not great. But then it's home to Bradford, home to Ipswich, home to Everton, another triple home. So it's really only away to Liverpool in 22 where I'd be concerned about that. I think everything else from 16 to 26, where it's away to Leeds, It's pretty damn good. So I think having Pedersen and Gardner, or one of them at least, might be quite useful over that run. Hopefully you can just leave that in and not do much with it. They generally play every game, don't they? So, yeah, that's the idea. But if I was to do my moves, that means in 16, Van Nistelrooy to Viduka, Chadwick to Pedersen, Issa to Gardner, because I'd have had that extra money saved from Van Nistelrooy, would be a minus 8. Doing a minus 8 in game week 16. I mean, hits are obviously good in this game sometimes, but I've generally tried to avoid them most of the time this season. I haven't done very many at all. I think that would be my only minus 8 of the season, or maybe second. I think it might be my only one. So in my position, you don't really want to be smashing the hits, do you? So I could change that by saving and then obviously having a minus 4 in 16 if I don't do the Viduka to Phillips move this week. So still a debate for me as to whether it's going to be worth it. If Viduka manages to score against Arsenal, Phillips isn't that good against Watford, suddenly that money's saved. But usually doing these things kind of works in champ, so I'm more inclined to do it than not at the moment. In 17 then, if anyone cares, I doubt we even get this far. It would be Danny Mills to Southgate or a Middlesbrough defender, who I think have got a good run from there, really. I mean, they've got a good run now already. That's why I have Gronkjaer and Rickard on my team. But I think, again, at the moment, it's home to Blackburn, away to Villa, possible double game week, but if not, home to Man City, away to Bolton, home to Everton, away to Ipswich, away to Newcastle, home to Arsenal, that's fine, away to Watford, away to Bradford, away to Leicester. And then eventually it gets tough, even at the home. It's home to Man United, home to Chelsea, away to Liverpool. So that run's pretty bad. That's 26 again. So I think Bolton and Middlesbrough assets for quite a long time are good. A long time with that Newcastle one is not bad either. And like I say, having Phillips means you can do that hokey-cokey. Another run that's probably slightly under the radar, I'm not going there myself, but I'd be quite worried, is Ipswich again. I came off of Tirico just because it didn't make sense for me budget-wise, but I think home to Man City, away to Coventry, home to Spurs, away to Villa, away to Newcastle, home to Middlesbrough, home to Blackburn, home to Everton, away to Leicester, away to Bolton, away to Bradford, home to Arsenal eventually. And then it goes to home to Man United again in 27. So you could argue Ipswich for their 20 up to 26. I don't think it's as good as the other ones necessarily, but it's pretty good. So I think Tirico serves a purpose there as well. And there's probably other runs. I mean, obviously Chelsea have still got their great two. Then it goes a bit horrific. There's a few other teams. Blackburn's is not bad. Villa's is not bad. But I think those teams are the main teams you'd kind of want to look at for this next run. You could maybe put Spurs in there, but I don't really fancy them. So that's it. Babiaro to Ekiog would also be probably activated in 17. I know this is very hard to visualise in a podcast because you don't have the fixtures in front of you. That's why I kind of prefer the video, but I'm too lazy for that, and you guys probably prefer podcasts in general. So yeah, not sure how well that works when you don't have the fixtures up in front of you, and I've seen them quite quick. But yeah, that's the general idea. I'll focus a little bit on this week, just because obviously that's very dependent on my team, and just highlighting some runs for you guys. Is there anything to say about this week or anything of note? I put out a video recently about why Rickard might be better than Salaka, might be better when Salakovic is up front of the box. So check that out if you haven't already, if you're into that sort of thing. I wouldn't worry about Man United rep this week. It's still like a very low chance. Norwich are obviously one of the lowest rated teams in the league, alongside Coventry, I believe. So because the distance between them and Man United is very big, they're more likely than other teams, but it's still not a dead cert by any means. You know, they could run this exact file and it could get to this exact game, and in 8 of the games they didn't rep it, in 2 of them they did. So yeah, it is what it is. We'll just have to see what happens. There's other teams that could rep, for example. I mean, again, the difference between the team helps, but it doesn't have to be. Otherwise, some teams would never be able to rep. So the general mantra is just being home to a side that has a low reputation. And even if that reputation, so in the likes of Norwich and Coventry, when they're sat at 11 or 12 or whatever they are, that may mean they have to do that against a team that's 12 or 13, slightly above them. It means they're very less likely to rep, but they still could. So it's basically just the home game versus a weak side is the general mantra. So you've got Middlesbrough, Blackburn's rep's not particularly good, if I remember rightly. Who could do it? Chelsea could do it to Bolton. Again, unlikely because they're pretty close in rep, but it could happen. Who else could do it? Maybe Newcastle, unlikely. Everton could, home to Coventry, that could happen. That's certainly one that's out there. And Ipswich home to Man City, their reps low. Ipswich is about 15, I think, 16. So another one that could do it this week. But again, we don't. We'll go by the leaks there. If the leaks throw up anything funny, we have to look through them and sort of work it out. Sometimes it might be just because players are out or injured, but they usually, I know they've said, some reason I've seen on Discord people saying they wouldn't let us know if it's rep anymore. I've never actually seen them directly say that, but by all means, correct me. So I think they're still in the essence of trying to help players. It's no fun playing this game if your players just flat out do not play. You know, it might be funny for a week, but you're just going to quit if you've got seven players every week, haven't you? So I still think they generally try to help where they can. Is there anything else out of this week at all? Just looking through the fixtures. Liverpool, that was another one I failed to mention, actually. Liverpool's run is actually pretty good as well. It's strange, because I think there are some tough games in there, but overall, they're quite a good side in terms of being a differential, especially Hippier. You know, Owen, if he's ever fit. And I still like Partridge. I still think he's decent. So away to Leicester's not great, but Leicester are shit, aren't they? So could do something. Home to Arsenal, would not be worried about that. That looks like a standard Hippier points game to me. Away to Bradford. Home to Man United. Again, very similar. These top sides, 1-0, 2-0 to Liverpool, likely. Low scoring. Hippier could do well in that, absolutely. Home to Sunderland, and then it's the, which is another good game, obviously. And then away to Chelsea. So that's the one bad game, really, which is in game week 20. Away to Watford, you take that. Home to Bolton, home to Coventry, away to Norwich. And eventually it goes home to Leeds in 25. Again, home, big game. Nothing to really worry about. And the run actually continues. So I think Liverpool are actually relatively appealing as a differential as well. That's the only thing I'll put out there. Wouldn't necessarily move to them this week, but just something to throw out there. Yeah, where are we? 16 minutes. I don't really have much else to say. Good luck for the game week, guys. Like I say, my overall plans may change with the data, but it's either just keep Viduka and save. Van Nistelrooy captain. Can't not be, can it? And yeah, may just move to Phillips. And probably that's where I'm lending from Viduka. Hopefully everything else is okay. Unless I get smacked by injuries. So we'll see. Good luck, guys. Catch you on the next one.